This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have clearly a vision for when we bring them here of what we think it's going to look like, but sometimes that's just a mindset of, hey, what they've shown on tape or the skill set that we think they have, and now it's an opportunity right now to put them in different positions. And it's our job to not necessarily ask guys to do something that they can't do, but right now we're in the process of figuring that out. And just because something might go out there today and it might not look great doesn't mean something they can't do, right? We're working through it. We're going to stay after, talk with Josh, body language, just continue working with things. And that doesn't mean, hey, once we get to the season, oh, we might not do it, you know? So we're just in the process of just trying to figure that all out right now.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady hitting the field for practice just now as the Bills are hitting the field. Practice begins in about 5 minutes. Big roar for Josh Allen, as you would expect, as he walked through the gates a couple of minutes ago. Bills practicing. The clouds are out. It's a pretty nice day, actually. It's like it's a really nice day.
Yeah, it's great.
Not crazy humid. A nice little breeze. The sun's not out. Burning everybody alive like yesterday. So it feels like a good day at camp here for fans that got it in attendance.
Have you seen the rumors, reports that maybe Nick Saban wants to get back into coaching?
I did. I saw Colin Cowherd talking about this, actually, that there's a connection between Saban and Browns ownership.
Oh, the Browns. Well, I haven't even gone that far. I just know there was like, oh, he might want to. There was somebody who reported that they were confident that he would want to return to coaching because they knew people in his circle and they were so confident they wouldn't report that because of it or whatever. So there's been some stuff about that. Well, can I say our buddy Mike Rodak, remember Mike?
Yeah,
Spear in Buffalo.
Alabama
he covers
now, right?
Alabama, yeah. He said, here's Nick Saban when asked three times by Fox News on Friday morning about whether he would return to coaching. Here's Saban's final answer. I want to read you this quote. You tell me how you interpret this quote.
Okay.
There is no opportunity that I know of right now that would enhance me to go back to coaching. That is not a no, I don't want to go back.
No, that says,
that is a there's no job opening for me.
That says I don't like any of the jobs right now I could get.
That's right.
That's what that sounds like to me.
I 100% agree.
Now,
yes.
What Colin Cowherd said yesterday is that Saban would be interested. I think he kind of came off that he was reporting it, but it sounded like he heard it from somebody. That Cowherd said that the Browns and Saban could be, you know, mutually interested in each other if Cleveland has such a bad year that they get a franchise quarterback, Arch Manning, maybe, in the draft. And the connection point I believe he made is that Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, and Saban's agent are close. There's some connection there between Browns ownership and Saban's agent. But that it would, and Saban, of course, has coached for the Browns under Belichick in the 90s.
That's right.
So maybe that's an idea for Saban. It makes sense. I mean, he's always kind of sounded like, whenever he's on TV, he's on College Game Day, that he still wants to coach, but he just really hated the new landscape of college football. It's the Wild West.
Yes, that's exactly right.
In the NFL, and it almost makes it feel like maybe Saban is thinking, well, if we're going to be treating this as professional football, I'd rather just be in professional football. Right?
Yep.
Like, rather than this, college right now is kind of becoming professional football, but there are these difficulties along the way for how to do that and what's legal, what's not legal. You could pay guys now, but some instances you can't. Like, let me just go to the NFL where it's clearer. But he doesn't have a job. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
More likely to get an NFL coaching job first, Nick Saban or Bill Belichick? Who coaches in the NFL first?
Ooh.
Saban or Belichick?
Saban? Like, well, I guess it would depend on the level of who wants to do it. Are you asking me that? Like, who would the team hire first?
Well, that's part of it, too. I think they both might want to.
I think we just went through this with Belichick. Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted Bill Belichick.
And what would have to happen in North Carolina for that to change? Like, maybe nothing. I mean, if he won the national championship,
right.
I bet that might help. But I don't know if he's got that in him. He's at UNC. He's not at LSU or Alabama. That'd be interesting. Saban coming back to the NFL. He is 73 years old. So isn't that part of why Belichick didn't get a job too, though? It's not just
– Yes.
It's not just the I've got to bring in a guy that wants all the power and he wants to control everything in his you know, view. But he's at an age where I know this is only a temporary solution. I'm not hiring a guy that could be my coach for 10 years. I'm hiring a guy, this would be Saban too, that if I'm lucky, he's my coach for 3-4 years. And that's probably the extent of it.
Who's older, Saban or Belichick? Trivia question, who's older? Nick Saban or Bill Belichick?
Saban?
They don't have an exact date, but it says he was born in 1951, doesn't have a date. Belichick, 52. So, yeah, Saban is older, it says.
Okay.
I mean, although it says they're both 73, though. But, yeah, according to that Wikipedia, the two dates I looked up.
Yeah. 05 and 06 in Miami. Hey, if you got Drew Brees as a quarterback, they passed that physical, maybe he'd still be the coach of Miami.
Yeah, legendary Drew Brees could have gone to Buffalo, too, according to Greg Williams. He really wanted him, he said.
We talked about Greg Williams yesterday. Back-to-back days with the Greg Williams
reference.
I was very young when he was the coach. It feels like I missed a lot. A lot of crazy things. I looked up Greg Williams, and there was like a Reddit feed of all the things he did when he was Bill's coach. How many times that dude blasted players that I didn't know about? It happened like weekly, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of it as much.
Crazy.
He had some good-looking sweaters, like colorful. Remember that? He would wear.
Yeah.
He got the job because he was the most organized coach they'd interviewed or something like that to impress the management.
Uh-huh. Anyways. Practice is firing up right now for the Bills, so Sal's going to head out to the field. So stay tuned, locked to at Sal Sports on Twitter, and we'll come back for Extendo Sports. We'll wrap things up, and we'll get you over to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're live here at St. John Fisher. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.